T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you on a Friday. And if the next 4 hours are anything like the last hour getting ready for the show and all these crazy people running around and all the conversations we've had, it's going to be a good Friday today.
Man,
good morning, Randy.
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's been pretty funny up here since I got here about 8:45 up here in this bullpen. And it's been going all the way up until we just cracked open these mics. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun day. Got some good guests. Hopefully we do get a chance to speak to Trey today because that is such a big-time deal for him, for the city, for the Hawks, man. But, yeah, it's been a fun morning. It's been a fun, loud morning already.
I think people are excited about the Game Bowl tomorrow. Everybody's looking forward to that tomorrow
evening.
We'll be
up in the house.
We'll be there. Come by. It's going to be great. Even if you're not participating, even if you're not one of the 128 people playing in the Paper Football Championship, just come by and say hi.
Yeah,
hang out.
It might be a fight, you know. Because I just got to wait till I get there to see what kind of mood I'm in and see if I want to slap Jada Hayter in the truck in front of his old lady, because I'm still in that mood right now.
I might have to slap Joe Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to toss Joe up. Yeah, Joe, Smoking Joe, Troublemaker.
I thought we were family. I thought we were immune to Troublemaking Joe coming for me last night on Twitter. And he's going to join us as well in the noon hour. He's going to be here today actually doing updates for Mike Conte because Conte's in Oklahoma with the Atlanta Hawks. I don't know. Who knows?
Don't go to the bathroom, Joe. That's all I can say.
Only one of us is making it to 2 o'clock.
Yes, sir. You might not be doing update. You better record one when you get here. Yeah. You don't come for my guy.
So anyway, a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. What's trending coming up in 20 minutes? Big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian Gebhardt in about 40 minutes from right now. But, of course, Randy, the big story of the day is what happened last evening. The news we got last evening, they broke it on the inside the NBA. Ernie Johnson told us that Trae Young is going to be a starter in the NBA All-Star Game. And I think we all knew he was going to be an All-Star. We talked to Brian Scalabrine yesterday, and Scalabrine said, yeah, he's probably my last guy in. Like, he was making a case for Trae or for Kyrie or maybe even for Bradley Beal or whatever. Like, he was thinking that Trae might be that last one to get in. Nope. Trae's going to be in the starting lineup. The first time that the Atlanta Hawks have had a player in the starting lineup since 1998, that was Dikembe Mutombo. And I think the second time in NBA history that you've had two All-Stars under the age of 21 in Trae and in Luka. And obviously they're always going to be tied together. It's great they're both starting this year. Otherwise, you know, people might feel some sort of way about that. It was back in 98, you had Kobe and Kevin Garnett as All-Stars as well. So pretty impressive territory to be here as young as Trae Young is.
Yeah, it's a great thing for him. I got a chance to see the video last night of him crying. I mean, it's a big moment for him. I know things haven't went the way he wants as far as the team goals, but, I mean, this is a great thing for this young man to be, you know, not only being his first All-Star, but to be a starter in his first All-Star game. And I think, you know, when you look at the progression of where he has come from, I remember, you know, early last season, oh, he's a bust, oh, this, oh, that, because Luka was balling, oh, and the kid just found his way. And now you see what a force he is. This Kyrie thing just, it irritates me. I think Kyrie is definitely an All-Star player, just not this year. And it was irritating. People were like, well, I mean, I understand the fans want to see who they want to see. But come on, man. You can't deny what Trae has done this year. You know, and you look at what Kimba's done. Kimba's had a great year. Kyrie's a great player. And Kyrie might be better than both of those guys as far as just a pure talent.
Sure.
blip this year is what I was talking about. And good for Trey, good for the Hawks. It's big for the Hawks. But you remember when we were tweeting last night, all of us, through our show tweeting, I said, is this a good thing or a bad thing? It's a great thing. I mean, it can never be a bad thing. But then what did I say earlier this week? This is where the superstars, they talk to each other. Because this won't be his last All-Star.
Oh, absolutely not.
This won't be his last.
I was interested in what you meant by that. We didn't really elaborate on it in our text thread, but you said it's good and it's bad. And what's bad? Like, what's bad about it?
Because he's going up there with them dudes.
Oh.
And the teammates are performing. Now, he got a long way before he can move on from the Hawks and all that. I mean, it's something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying I'm not trying to take away the joy of what he's done, because this is awesome, man. This is awesome. But, things happen.
Right. And the more that you're in those groups and in those settings.
And you're not your team isn't performing.
And if your team isn't performing, then maybe the more you hear what those guys are saying in your ear. And again, I just have a hard time believing that that's going to happen yet.
Okay.
He's in his second season. The guys he's surrounded by are in their first, second, or third seasons. And, like, I understand we're frustrated as fans. And I said this when the rebuild started. Said this at the beginning of this year, said it last year. Rebuilds suck
mm-hmm.
because they take
forever.
A really long time.
Yeah.
They feel like they take a really long time.
But do they take a really long time, or is it that you got to get, especially in basketball, you can get two all-star players, and you can turn things around.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on those all-star players.
You can.
Like I said, who's a horrible team? Say you go take Giannis, you put him on Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
They're contender right then.
Yes, they are.
Because he's that great.
They
of a
are,
player.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, that's the thing with basketball, is that all you got to do is find a market, a team with some cap space. Well, teams that make cap space for certain players. And you can go there and you can be an automatic contender.
Yeah, but you got to get them to come to you. You know, Giannis is never going to go there.
No, he's not. No, I just use that as an example.
Sure.
Giannis wanted to go there, I know he's never going to go there.
You're absolutely right. But even if you're talking about Giannis, I mean, look at what the Bucks had to go through. Look how long it took the Bucks to get there with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's an MVP now.
Mm-hmm.
But it took 4 years of development with him in order to get to the moment where, yeah, now you're competing for conference championships and you've got a chance to maybe win an NBA title. I mean, we're still so early in this process. But again, it feels like it takes forever because
mm-hmm.
we watch every game.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there, you talk about it every day after the game. Like, rebuilds are great in theory because you look back on them and you remember them differently than they were in the moment. Because in the moment, you got to remember the Braves in 2017 and 16, and they're losing 100 games, and you're sitting there every night watching God knows who playing second base and God knows who starting pitching and all that stuff, like R.A. Dickey and Bartolo Colon and all these. Remember that?
Now
you forget about it because they're winning 97
yeah,
games.
Yeah, but
rebuilds are terrible.
They're terrible. And the thing with it is that.
But they're necessary.
Huh?
But they're necessary.
But are they? Sometimes they're not. As a fan, you don't ever think a rebuild is necessary. You want, because you, like you said, you want that instant gratification. Who said something about the, I think it was John Smoltz talking about the microwave system. You want that instant gratification right then and there, all right? Because you read so much about these guys, and you think that as soon as, like, whoever's the number one pick this year coming out in the draft, you're going to automatically expect him to make your team better, and because you're the number one pick,
right.
You don't look at development anymore. You don't look at the process of anything anymore. It's all like, hey, you're the number one pick. We expect you to carry this franchise from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't work like that.
And it never really has. And we'll get into that in just a minute after we give away $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word.
Brand.
The code word is
virtual.
Ooh.
Ooh. The code word for the 10 o'clock hour is virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L. You have until 10:59 to text virtual to 72881. That's 72881 from your cell phone. Messenger data rate supply. Please do not text and drive. For complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules.
Yeah, you're right. We do want instant gratification, but just look at any star in the NBA, really ever. Like, even the best guys, it just takes a while. Because you're not physically there yet. Like, the idea that Trae Young, or anybody as an 18, 19, 20-year-old is going to be able to compete with the grown-ups that are winning. Oh, all right. But in the modern era, I suppose, even LeBron, it took him 4 years before they're going to the NBA Finals. And LeBron is about as advanced as a physical specimen as you're ever going to see. LeBron came into the NBA damn near a grown-up.
Yeah.
And by the time he's 22, they're going on that crazy run and going to the Finals. Again, we always remember stuff in hindsight in fast forward. And then when you're going through it, it feels like it's in slow motion.
Okay.
But it's not. It all happened in normal motion. It just feels like it takes forever because it's happening in real time. Like, I think the Hawks are fine. I think the Hawks are just fine. But it's frustrating because we're in the middle of it. And they've got 11 wins right now.
What makes you think the Hawks are going to be fine?
Why are they going to be fine?
Yes.
Because Trae Young's starting in the All-Star game. That's why I think they're going to be
fine. So that automatically is going to make them better?
I do. I do think that. Well, no, not like tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think that because that's the thing that you need in order to have an NBA franchise be successful. Just like you said, if you can find that guy, you can find that marquee player, that superstar, right? And that's what that's what we were searching for. That's the reason they tore down the 60-win team, went the route that they did so they could try to find a superstar, and they found him. Mm-hmm. Trae Young's a superstar.
Yeah.
You don't start an All-Star game without and get all the fan votes that he got mm-hmm. without being that. And so now you just have to build on that.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is you're surrounded by other guys that I've got confidence that John Collins is going to turn into a real, I mean, he already is, but turn into an even better NBA player, that DeAndre Hunter can turn into a good NBA player, that Kevin Huerter can, like all these guys.
Yeah.
It's just they're 20 right now. Mm-hmm. And when you're 20, you can't compete night after night with guys that are 28 or 25. They're just stronger and better and smarter than you.
But the thing with, I'll give you that, but where's this team if John Collins is not going for those games? Where's this team if Kevin Huerter doesn't get hurt? I mean, I would like to think that this team could be somewhere in 8-7 somewhere, but that's why I said this a couple weeks ago. What's the plan now? Because you're not, I mean, you're too far down. You dug yourself too big of a hole.
Sure.
So what's the plan B right now? Travis Plank didn't want to go to Athens this year. I don't think he had any plans to go up there to Athens to see Ant-Man, but he's been up there twice.
Yep, maybe you get him. You know? Maybe you add another big-time young guy. Here's the thing. Here's what I don't need the Hawks to do this offseason. Is go out and get guys like Andre Drummond
get the Andre Drummond thing, but what's the point of adding another young player to this roster? What's the point of it?
Talent.
Okay, but then, I mean, you're not getting any better by adding him.
Or maybe you get a top draft pick and you trade that for someone who's a proven commodity.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it's good. It's good to have assets.
Yeah.
You got assets.
No doubt
now.
About that.
Remember 2 years ago, our best asset was Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah,
we'll come back and get into what's trending, including what Thomas Dimitroff is talking about here.
He's obviously a player.
You talking about Trey? I agree. Trey is a player. Probably not talking about Trey, though. We'll find out who coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want another first-timer?
Yes.
How about Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks?
Ooh.
Sure, the worst record in the Eastern Conference at 11-34, but this guy's number's eye-popping. 29 points a game, number 3 in the league. 9 assists a night, that's number 4. He's the first Hawk voted a starter since Dikembe Mutombo in 2002.
Yeah, it's been a while. I thought it was 1998, but I guess maybe it's 2002. It's been a while since the Hawks have had an All-Star starter.
Yeah, man.
No longer true. Trae Young will be a starter when the All-Star game comes around in a couple of weeks.
Whose team do you think he's going to be on?
I think LeBron takes him.
I think LeBron takes him, too.
LeBron takes him because LeBron wants some lobs.
Yeah, I think LeBron takes him. But, I mean, it's a great honor for him, for the city. And, you know, I don't know what game it's going to be yet, but, you know, they're going to, you know, how they present him the jersey, you mm-hmm. know, at the game or whatever, at home game. So hopefully it's, State Farm is packed and everything when he receives his All-Star game jersey, because it's a big deal, man.
Well, it's got to be kind of cool and just how random it is that they play Oklahoma City.
Dude, today.
Today.
Yeah.
And that he's from, obviously, from Oklahoma. So a chance to be with a lot of family members today and just the luck of the draw with the NBA schedule.
Yeah.
And then he gets to play in a building tonight where he grew up going and watching Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and all that stuff. So just kind of serendipitous for him to be able to be there on a night like tonight. But it's great. It's a huge deal. There will be haters.
What was that word?
Serendipitous.
Oh, okay.
That worked, right? I used that in the correct context, I think.
See, they're shaking their head. Okay.
You know how it is. I'm so in debt because of graduate school.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally, I have to use a word like that to make it feel like the money was well spent.
Hey, brother. Then speak on.
Yeah.
Big word on.
I can talk my way out of my student loan debt. There are going to be haters, though. And even when they announced that last night on TNT.
I saw Charles.
Charles and Kenny. Yeah. And yeah, he's doing pretty good. Boy, are the Hawks bad, though. Like, yeah, that's true.
They are,
that's
but true. Still, he's been really, really good. 29 of them things?
It's a lot.
It's a lot of points right there in the league. Third in the league, but he's fourth in assist?
Uh-huh.
I mean, but yesterday it was a lot of, you know, that's what, I think of all the major sports, NBA old dudes need to grow the hell up. All right? Yeah, they different. Yeah, they whine. Yeah, they post everything. But, dude, the boys can play. All right? But the old NBA dudes, man, they just do not want to give these young kids they shine, man.
Is it like, I mean, you're absolutely right. Like that, the, and especially that era,
yeah,
for whatever reason, like the Barkley, Shaq, Jordan, like late 80s to mid 90s era of NBA player. They really love to knock down the modern
guy. They do,
guy.
Man.
Until he retires.
Until, yeah.
And then as soon as he retires, then they treat him like they never said a bad word about him ever. And I don't know exactly what that
I'll
is.
I'll talk about these young NFL players and everything, but dude, y'all balling. Do your thing. But for some reason, these cats, Barkley and them, they just won't. And I love me some Charles.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I love me some Shaq.
He's the best.
But, dog, I mean, y'all were great, and we know y'all were great.
Yeah, no one is taking away from your legacy
from
these guys also. Do you guys do – I mean, your friend, you played in the NFL for a long time. You got a lot of friends that played in the NFL for a long time. Do you guys sit around and talk about how this isn't what it was when you did it?
We talk about a lot of just the softness of it and the fact is – and a lot of this is the rule change, but a lot of it is like, dude, they'll tell you that they're hurt because they want the admiration of if they play well. Oh, my God, did you see him go out there? And, you know what I'm saying? But if they play bad, oh, he was, you know what I'm saying? We didn't care about that, dude. Tape it up. Throw some dirt on the little roll. You know what I'm saying? Give me a couple of days off during the week. I'm playing. You know? And that's the only thing. But still, that's a great honor for Trae Young.
Yeah.
And, of course, like I said, they're going to be haters. I just love the fact that it's him and Luka are both starting.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I like that a lot.
I like it because Trae's starting.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing I like most about it. But I also like it because of all of the stuff that would come along with it if he wasn't. Because that conversation's never going away. Like, I don't know how it ends.
No.
Both those guys are playing great. They're both all-star starters. I mean, look, it's beautiful that they're doing what they've done so quickly in the NBA. But if one of them wasn't, all of the trash talk would be coming from one side. And again, that debate's going to go on forever. Now, there are going to be haters. There's also going to be people that are incredibly proud and excited for Trae Young. We are, as is Alvin Kamara.
Trae's doing a great job, you know. I mean, it's an explosive player that was explosive in college, came into the league, he's explosive in the league. I think, you know, to anybody that's doing that well, you know, his work ethic has to be on 100. So I know he's working hard, and he's bringing some energy to the city.
Because he's from here.
Yeah, I know Alvin Kamara's here. Where is he at?
Pro Bowl? I don't know. He's probably not at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, no, he is a Pro Bowler.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
okay.
He's a Pro Bowler. So they just asked him a question about Trae Young. Cool.
I think so.
Cool.
Maybe it was Caleb. Maybe Caleb Johnson did it.
Hey, man, Caleb's that dude, man.
He's been down there asking everybody else stuff.
That's cool. You go to Orlando, just, you know, that's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, not a bad drive. Me and Joe Patrick, back when we were on good terms, we drove to Orlando together one time. We'll address that later on today. Hey, by the way, this is What's Trending, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Protect your home against heating and cooling breakdowns with a tune-up for just $89.95 or upgrade to a new Trane system for just $109.99 a month.
Had a heck of a day. I know that. It's fun watching him, and that's about all I can say right now. Of course, he's going to do really well. It's just going to be really interesting watching how he evolves. Yeah, he's obviously a player.
Okay, so that's the voice of Thomas Dimitroff talking about Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina. One of the names who's getting a lot of recognition at the Senior Bowl, Jason Butt from The Athletic, is going to join us in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask him about Javon Kinlaw and everybody else the Falcons are taking a good look at. But that name right there, when you talk about needs in that first round,
yeah.
Kinlaw's name is jumping off the page.
He's a guy that's moving up draft boards right now because of the way he dominated in practice down there. And we'll have Charles Davis on because Charles knows all about it. And I want him to explain the importance of the practices more than the game themselves.
Because those are more important, right?
Yeah,
it seems like it.
Yeah, so we'll have Charles on. 120, right?
Yep, 120.
Okay, and the thing with him is that Kinlaw is that he's moving more out of the Falcons' range. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, I mean, I think Derrick Brown didn't go to the Senior Bowl, you know, but I think he'll be the first D tackle. I think Kinlaw will be right behind him. And I'm talking about close behind him. You saw what he did in that Georgia game where he was just whipping tail.
Yeah. And that seems to be something that's happened over the last couple of years. Now, 2 years ago, the Falcons drafted much lower because they had made the playoffs. But last year, it was 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
They drafted 14th. And we spent so much time talking about Ed Oliver. And then Ed Oliver, like seemingly every day, did something either at a pro day or a combine or whatever, like in front of scouts, and continue to move up. And he wasn't there when the Falcons were able to draft at 14. It kind of feels like that's what's going to happen with Javon Kinlaw too.
Yeah, he's going to be up there. He's going to be a top. I don't think he gets outside of 11. You know,
but, so do you trade up? I heard John Chuckery last night talking about selling the farm to try to get up and get to Chase Young. And if you have a guy that you love, I mean, I can get behind the idea. If you have a guy that you love,
yeah,
go up and get. Now, it takes a lot to go up and get Chase Young.
Okay, tell me this. Okay, because, I mean, I understand where my man JC is going. do you have enough job security to give up all those picks to go get him? Is he? Are you one Chase Young away from being? Yeah,
that's the question.
Not 7-9.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't. I'm not saying that you're not. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not, but I'm saying you are.
You got to be damn sure.
You
got to
be
sure.
Damn sure.
Like, Chase Young has to be an all-pro as a rookie.
At least play at a Pro Bowl level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and they did it with Julio.
They did.
And it was right.
But this is my thing. If they go up, because you're going to have to give up one this year and one next year to get that far up.
And
at least.
Probably one of your seconds.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just talking about your ones. You're going to have to give up your one in are you a Chase Young away? Because, Dan, this is it now. This is it. This is you got to be playoffs. Yeah. Are you a Chase Young away? Now, as great as he was at Ohio State, are you that one player away?
If Chase Young is Bosa, if he has a Bosa-type rookie season, I think you're a Chase Young away from being in the playoffs.
Now, a lot of people say that he's better than both Bosa.
Sure.
Yeah, some people say that. Some people say he's better than both
Bosa.
Sign
me up.
You know? And I know, you know, they got, you know, Nicky Bosa. He was the number one. He was number two last year. They're in the Super Bowl now. But were the 49ers a Nick Bosa away?
Right. They also had Jimmy Garoppolo come back from injury.
And then they had that coach.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And
the rest of those linemen.
They got D Ford in there.
Yeah. So I'm
just DeForest Buckner.
If that's the case, yeah, go ahead and give it up for him. If that's the case, if you feel like you are one, because if this was 2 years ago and you were trying to get, you know, you had pretty much the base of your team and you need a pass rusher, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But are you just that one pass rusher away?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot that they need to do. I think if he's great, but then that's the other thing of it, is are you 100% sure that he's going to come in and be that guy? It'd be a real risk. They haven't done anything that drastic in a long time, but maybe that would be a good break from the mold. Everything they've been doing the last couple of years hasn't been working. Again, we'll get back into some NFL and some Senior Bowl with Jason Butt from The Athletic in about half an hour.
My start line was a little bit tighter today, which was nice. And, you know, overall, very pleased to kind of get, you know, something, you know, in the red and head over to the South tomorrow.
Had to have him on.
What did he say? His star line?
My start line was a little bit tighter today, which was nice.
Start line?
I don't know. It's Tiger. He can say what he wants to.
Tiger's always bringing up something different in his swing.
Yeah.
There's always some nuance in his swing that he's highly focused on. Here's what matters. He shot a 69, relatively clean, only a couple bogeys. His driver was okay because he's using a new driver. First time he's used this driver in a tournament. He was only 8 of 14 fairways, but he said he hit it how he wanted to hit it, which is good. His short game was beautiful. Chipping was good. Putting was good.
Mm-hmm.
Around the green, he was really good.
Yeah.
He's three strokes off the lead, but Tiger's in good
shape. I like what
Big
Drew said. Redskins will take Hooper and first, second, third rounders. That ain't going to be enough. That's not enough. You got to go with something next year. Hey, join my guy right here, Andy Bunker, tomorrow in 929 The Game for the 45th annual Atlanta Camping RV and RV Show at the Atlanta Expo Center South from 2 to 4 p.m. Atlanta Camping and RV Show starts today, actually, and goes through Sunday. Visit AtlantaRVShow.com for discount tickets and more info. And get the loot bunk.
I'll give you a hug.
Get the loot bunk.
Goodbye, bro hugs for free from 2 to 4. Coming up next, big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian Gebhardt. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, you know what it is. You're listening to The Midday Show with Andy and Randy on 92.9 The Game. Pay attention.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Friday. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, man. It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's terrible weather, but it's supposed to get nice later. According to my weather app, which is my favorite non-social media app.
We know this, Andy. My thing is,
it's to clear up around 2.
It's a great Friday because, you know what? I ain't going to know how to act. I ain't got to work tomorrow. So I'm
you kind of do.
The paper football thing, that ain't work, man.
Yeah.
That's socializing with all our lovely, great listeners. And then, again, I might get in a fight.
Well, but.
Because Jay better not come at me wrong. That's all I got to say.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, I know that there's a chance for some midday show fights over the next couple of days.
It's a chance.
Whether it's you and it's Jay in the truck, or it's me and it's Joe Patrick, who supposedly is going to show his face around these parts in the next hour or so. We'll see if he's man enough to show up.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so either.
Because
he's going to phone in his updates. Joe Patrick from his cell phone.
Yeah, because he's gonna get punched in the head, man.
But what I was referencing was you and I have to do an hour of radio from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At the very end of the Game Bowl, you we're doing an hour.
Yeah, but which is gonna be funny.
The midnight show.
Yeah. Okay. It's gonna be You know, because, you know, the guy who, Dylan, one of our young producers, mm-hmm. he's going to be producing the show back here at the ranch, and he sent us a text, email saying if we need anything. Dylan, we don't need nothing, bro.
I emailed him back.
Yeah, we don't need nothing.
It's so nice of him to send an email.
It was so great.
So professional.
We got three segments that ain't going to have nothing to do with nothing.
I said, I respect your work ethic for sending that email so much.
Yes.
Just keep your finger on the dump button.
Yes.
That's the only thing you're
going to
have to do.
Yeah, that's it, because it's going to be 10 o'clock, and I'm going to be toasty. Let's call it what it is. All right, we're going to have listeners that have already come out and said they're buying drinks for us. You think I'm going to turn them down?
Of course not.
Of course not.
What kind of person would you be if
you did? So, yeah, so about 10 o'clock, just, you know, dump button, and it won't be no sports. So it's going to be a lot of laughing.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's going to be it.
So it's going to be basically the same show. It's just going to be from 10 to 11 at night. All right, we'll get to Jason Butt. Jason Butt going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. He is from The Athletic. He covers the Falcons, as I'm sure you know. He's down there at the Senior Bowl, and there's a lot to talk about. I mean, we'll ask him that question about trading up for whoever. Maybe it's Chase Young, maybe it's somebody else, and some of the other names and faces that he's seen down there. Also interested in the Austin Hooper comments from earlier in the week as well. So Jason Butt going to join us in 15 minutes. Before we get there, though, Brian Gebhardt's in studio for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. Brian Gebhardt, Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Come on, you're stepping on the intro. You make fun of the intro, then you step on the intro.
I love the intro.
Come on.
I
know you give me a hard time about it.
I'm fired up, man. That's all.
Yeah, Brian, I got Geb in here with his new haircut.
Yeah.
It looks good.
It's pretty nice.
Look at date time ready.
It's pretty nice.
date time ready.
Speaking of fired up, big deal, small deal, no deal. Andy violently throwing a ball at Randy's face during the commercial break.
Violently?
Violently. Anyone else see it?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to describe it.
Okay. Let me tell you something, man. There was no violence in it, okay?
No, it was
less
than violent.
I was drinking my coffee, and then Andy was playing, and he flipped the ball, and I wasn't looking, okay?
I apologized five times.
I'm like, dude, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what it felt like?
What was that?
When you're playing with, like, your brother or something and your little kids, and you accidentally go, like, as a big brother, this happened to me all the time. I would accidentally hurt my little brother.
Are they going
to
tell your mama?
No, don't tell him.
Don't tell him.
Hit me.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me in the face. Just go, feel free. Hit me in the face. I was like, Randy, if you want to throw that ball at my face, you can do that. And then I was like, oh, we're grown-ups. Randy's not mad. And if Randy was mad, I would already know about it.
Yeah, because, you know, I was cool. I was cool, man.
My bad, though, man. I need to be more careful.
Dude. Brian, what you got, man?
It was a no deal.
I felt bad about it.
All right, big deal, small deal, no deal. This is something we've been talking about for a couple weeks. Ed Orgeron got that extension, 6 years, $42 million from LSU. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
I think it's a huge deal. Congratulations to him. I always go back to the fact that people are trying to say that they wanted him all along, and that's just such a bald-faced one. But, yeah, good for him, man. I mean, the guy, he's learned how to be the CEO. He learned how to get out of the way and not be so hands-on. And he got the national championship. And, I mean, that's what happens when you win championships. You get money.
How much money did you say it was?
It was 6 for $42 million, it looked like. But I was looking at something else.
Good
it's
for
like,
him.
It's different, like, splits to it and all that, like life insurance and all this. So, I mean, he's making a lot of money. That's silly.
And those contracts are guaranteed, unless something crazy happens.
What do we always say? What's the buyout?
Right.
It don't matter what the buyout. You got 42 of them things.
Right. So, Ed Orgeron, no matter what happens from here on out, won a national championship at the school he always wanted to coach at, and has $42 million in his bank account.
Yes.
So he's good. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next year. Like, I don't want to take a dump on LSU. They just won a national championship like a week ago. Defensive coordinator's gone. Guy who revolutionized the offense gone. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback gone. A ton of guys from around the rest of the team gone. Who knows what LSU is going to be next year? It doesn't matter. Ed Orgeron's set forever. But I am interested to see what happens next with LSU.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. Tom Brady being linked to the Oakland Raiders, or soon to be Las Vegas Raiders.
Not going
to
happen.
Why not?
Well, no. Gruden likes veteran quarterbacks. He loves them veteran quarterbacks.
He doesn't like Carr.
He don't like Carr. He loves veteran quarterbacks. I just don't see Tom leaving New England. I just don't. I think that, you know, we know that Bill Belichick has, complete autonomy over the roster, except for that guy. So if Robert Kraft wants him back, he's coming back.
What did you make of Robert Kraft being harassed by TMZ getting into a car the other day and him saying, what did he say? We're working on it, or we plan to, or something like that about bringing Tom Brady back? Did that solidify it for you, or was that just him getting TMZ off his back while he got into a car.
Well, it seems like one of those situations where Kraft wants him back and Belichick's playing a little playing a little game and Brady's playing a little game with him.
But that's the thing about it. They're playing this game, man. And I'll tell you this, Brady ain't coming back for no hometown discount. Brady wants what's owed to him, man. Brady wants to be 30 mil a year type guy. Somebody said something about the Chargers a couple weeks ago. I still don't understand why he would go to the Chargers, but I understand why the Chargers want him. Because they got to sell some seats and PSLs, and Tom would do that. You said Cam Newton. I think that'd be better.
If I'm the Chargers, I go hard after Cam Newton. That's what I want. And maybe draft a quarterback, too, as a backup plan. But I go hard after Cam Newton. What would be the most fun place for Tom Brady to go to, though? Vegas? Carolina.
No, right? I ain't going to Carolina.
Los Angeles, go to the Chargers.
I think L.A., because he's trying to do his brand as TB12 and all that. You get that out there in L.A.?
Yeah, get it out there.
Yeah.
Avocado ice cream and all that stuff. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Brian Gebhardt waiting till question three to ask us about Tiger Woods, I assume.
No, Tiger didn't make it. I got him into what's trending.
Whoa.
Well, I got him into what's trending.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
You did.
So I had to, we already covered him for this hour. So no deal
no
for
deal.
Tiger today. My final one, though, is big deal, small deal, no deal. Andy Bunker being out at the Atlanta Camping and RV Show, turning into Get the Loop.
Get the Loop.
Andy tomorrow.
Andy. It's such a big deal. Good things are coming my guy's way. You know what I'm saying? Probably going to have some stuff named after him pretty soon.
Yeah, we had some meetings. Like money meetings.
We had meetings
this week.
And stuff.
Crazy.
It's been a good week for the Midday Show as far as getting the loop.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I did a little research last night about the event because I am legitimately excited about tomorrow's event. You know, I'm always excited about appearances and all that stuff, but this one speaks to me. It's the Camping and RV Show. I cannot wait to get there and look at all the RVs, and I'm going to have a bag full of freebies from all the little vendors.
You better not win that damn hat, Andy. That's all I got to say.
If there's a park ranger hat, I'm going to try it on.
No.
I'm going to try it on.
What's the prep work been like for this for you? Like, what have you been reading? What have you been researching? I know you pretty well, so you've been locked in trying to get ready for
tomorrow. I went to the Camping and RV Show website last night to see all the vendors and see how it's laid out and see where we are.
Uh-huh.
So who are we going to be close to? Where do I need to go first and all of that? I also do have my outfit picked out already.
Do you? Yeah. I'm wearing flannel.
Flannel, yeah. It's a Camping and RV Show.
Flannel.
Yeah, lots of flannel. No flannel today.
Well,
I'm wearing a Brave sweatshirt
today.
Yeah, you
got your Brave sweatshirt on that your father-in-law bought you?
No, my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law got it. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Got a Cunha in the back.
Yeah.
A little snug, but that's the new look.
That's how I'm feeling good, though.
Yeah, that's the new
look. I've
been
running a lot, eating kale.
Okay, yeah. Hey, the fourth, and whatever that was you had for breakfast. Hey, the fourth annual Game Bowl is tomorrow at Stars and Strikes over at Sandy Springs from 7 to 11. We're going to have raffles that include Julio Jones football, Matt Ryan jersey, Pitty's jersey, and a Trae Young basketball, Shaky Knees and Shaky Boots Festival tickets, which I'm going to. And you can also participate in our Papa Shot contest and win a chance for next Friday, I think it is, for you to come here in the Kia studio and battle me in Sports Jeopardy. Thanks to our game day sponsors, Stars and Strikes, Lit Vodka, and Priority Men's Medical.
Remember we were talking to you about that song Wagon Wheel earlier in the week? Darius Rucker?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you someone will perform Wagon Wheel at the Shaky Knees Festival.
What's the shit? Okay.
I bet
they will. Yeah, I don't know Wagon. Okay, yeah.
You know wagons.
Yeah.
You don't know Wagon Wheel.
Right.
We'll come back and talk to Jason Butt. Speaking of, well. All right, top of the 11 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.